Drive on Phoenix FM.
I'm here with Ian Brasher. A month's flown by already. Ian, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And of course, it's you're from the Essex Business Partnership. See, I know now, don't
Yay.
I? See, yes. But for those that are listening for the first time, can you give us a condensed thing on exactly who you are?
A condensed version.
A thing, yes. A version's thing. Much better. Yeah, go on. I told you it's one of those weeks, Ian. Yeah, go on.
Right, so Essex Business Partnerships is an organisation that brings businesses together so that they can meet new people, find the kind of people that they want to work with or pass information on to people they know that want services of the people that they meet. As we were talking about last time, it's all of that six degrees of separation.
Yeah.
So it's getting that sorted out. And then where we can, we work behind the scenes to put people together. And that's what makes up our tagline, which is communicate, connect, collaborate.
Yeah, it's a big networking thing, isn't it, that works
it
really well for people.
It
and
is.
You have people from all different spectrums as well of business, don't you, Sam?
Yes. I mean, I don't think we can say we've got someone from literally every sector in industry, but we certainly have got a number of businesses offering varying things. And we're really proud of the fact that we're still attracting more and more people. You know, our most recent members, for example, are Essex County Council as one of the big ones. Nuffield Health here in Brentwood as another recent member, as well as a young lad, I'll say young lad by the name of Perry Blake, who's got his 21 Up movement. They're an organisation that is out there to help guide the youth of today where they're kind of stuck with certain ideals that they've been brought up with, you know, the nature versus nurture thing, and helping them to navigate some of those things that aren't so easy to navigate themselves. So he works a lot with late age teenagers and early 20s to help them stay on a path that is suitable for them, and that's what he's all about. So just, as you can see from that, a whole variety of members, and we're attracting larger organisations now as well.
Because it's surprising actually what you need as well. You don't realise someone, so it's really smart. I think actually the 21 Up, I think he came into Michelle's show, I think.
Okay.
Eat My Brunch, yeah. I can remember being quite impressed. I can't remember which show it was, I'm sure it was Michelle. Sorry if it's not Michelle, if she's listening in. But yeah, so as I say, so it's very smart for him to realise how key it is to be able to network and to be joined with Essex Business Partnerships as well, because you can guide them in the right direction, right?
Absolutely. You know, and the because of the variety of businesses we've got, I mean, we've got the usual things like social media experts and lawyers and accountants, website builders, you know, they're the things that you really expect in a networking organisation. But we've got lots of things on the periphery that are a good match for everyone. So some of them are more community-based businesses and some are a lot more business-based. So it just depends. You know, we've got people that offer telephones and the PDQ, you know, like the card machines he's got packages that suit a certain type of business, and then we've got someone that operates in the space above them offering wider IT services, including telephony and stuff. So, you know, we've got people within the community to help people as they grow as well, which we just think is fabulous. And we do struggle sometimes to think of a single organisation that has got the same kind of ability to pass our members through to someone as they are growing out of one bracket into another bracket.
Yeah, so you really do what it says on the tin: communicate, connect and collaborate.
Absolutely.
Sort of thing. Yeah. Now, talking about that, you've got a business show coming up.
Oh, we have.
It's flying through. So I spoke to a little briefly about it last month as well. So
yes.
How's it going?
It's going really, really well. We have got a couple of stands left. There are some people that said, oh yeah, we want one, and then they've all of a sudden gone quiet. So we've always said first come, first serve. So if anyone that's listening was one of those people that said, oh yeah, I want one, and have left it, you know, we will be contacting you this week to say, you know, hurry up, no, there's not a lot of time left. The advertising space is all sold out, that's done. So we can get the actual event brochure sorted out now, and all of the keynote speakers, they're sorted as well. So we've got Ben Morris from 3B Data in the morning, and something a little bit different. We've got an actual podcast as well.
All right.
From David Bell. Then we've got in the afternoon Councillor Peter Schweier, who is the environmental guru from Essex County Council, talking about what they do to encourage even the smallest businesses with their sustainability efforts. And then we're going to have something a little bit different. So we're going to have a panel, and one of our members is a philanthropic specialist.
Oh, go on, what's that?
where there are some companies or high net worth individuals that want to regularly provide funding to community interests or charities, this chap who's been a fabulous member of ours for quite a while now, Stuart Short, he marries up these philanthropists with the type of community organisation or charity that they want to support the most. And they don't always support the same charity every year. As you're quite aware, some charities will have a particular project, a particular drive for 1 year or maybe two. So we know people at St Luke's Hospice in Basildon, of course, they're in the process of moving. So, you know, that's a big fundraising effort that they've had there to cover all of those costs. Then there's St Francis, who've always got something going on. You know, they've got the Corporate 100 that they're pushing out again. And it's all of these different elements where people have got something to give, but also the other thing that we look for again is the connections part of it. So we've got some organisations that want connections to be able to tell their story.
Yeah.
So two local ones, or things that started local anyway, we've got Alpha Vesta, I don't know if you've heard of them. They're all out there to help victims of domestic abuse, and to help highlight what domestic abuse does to someone. So they are, as well as of course fundraising, they're also looking for companies that want to help their staff and help the managers within their own business to be able to identify the triggers that come about when there's domestic abuse happening. And also, again, to reiterate their message, it doesn't just happen to women. You know, it happens across the whole spectrum. And then also another charity that started off locally, Aching Arms. They're now service hospitals nationwide, supporting bereaved parents, and you know, they've been doing various bits and pieces in the time that they've been operating, and some of those things have been special projects, the same as, you know, Alpha Vesta. So it's not always money people are after. Sometimes it's we just want to raise awareness so that if you know someone's behaviour has changed, you might be able to identify why.
Sure.
But that that panel is about trying to help businesses understand that particular topic. It's not always giving money that A, helps you as a business forge a link with the charity, and also what the charity might need in order to get over a particular hurdle. So that's what that session is all about.
So all the panels, so basically when they come along, if someone wants to come along, Tuesday the 23rd of May, and it's between 9 and 5 p.m. as well.
Yeah.
It's at the Greenwoods Hotel and Spa in CM49BE. I do love throwing out the postcode. So how can people attend this? If they want to come along, see what it's all about, how can they attend?
If they want to come along and look at just attending on the day and seeing what kind of businesses are there and listening to the speakers and watching the panel event, go on to the website, which is www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. Go to the events page and then you'll see the business show link showing in there, and they can book their attendance, their visitor's ticket, absolutely free. I mean, we've got two fabulous sponsors in Haynes Watts, an accountancy firm that have got a local presence, but it's nationwide, and we've got Essex County Council. So those two locally represented organisations have made it possible for us to offer these tickets without any charge. So massive thanks to them.
Yeah, so there's up to 40 exhibitors. You've got a networking opportunities, I should say. And more importantly as well, on arrival, you get coffee and cake as well. So there you go.
There you go. What more could you ask for?
That's worth it. But if you can sign up at essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk, go to the events page and you can find out all the information there. And I bet the cake's lovely there as well. So, yeah. Again, thanks ever so much for coming along. It's always a pleasure. I can't wait to see you next month. We'll be able to sneak in just before the event.
We're actually coming along the week before.
Brilliant.
And then, of course, we'll have all the debrief in June. So, yeah, we'll be able to share with you all the success stories from that day.
Brilliant.
And, yeah, I mean, we're expecting it to be a brilliant day. And as you say, the networking opportunities are going to be there. So we're asking that the stalls to close at 3 o'clock so that, again, from 3 o'clock onwards, you know, we can stay in the garden suite. The bar will be open and we can relax over a drink or, well, maybe two.
Or maybe even three.
Or maybe even three.
Yes. But so, again, loads of network opportunities, and you can go to essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. Even if you don't want to go to the business show, but you think, oh, hang on, I want to find out and want to be part of the Essex Business Partnerships, of course, you can get all the information on the main page there as well.
Yeah.
Ian, thanks again. I'm going to play Oasis, Roll With It. All right.
Lovely.
See you next month.
Yeah.